Welcome to The Fountain, where it's our desire to connect with God, to grow in Jesus, and to engage the world in His name. As you listen to this message, we pray that you allow God to speak to your heart, and that His words might motivate you to life change. Come to The Fountain, a place where you belong.
All right. Well, a few days ago, Austin, I went to the grocery store. Yeah, I did.
Well, tell me about it.
Oh, thank you. I love to go to the grocery store. What's wrong with me? But I went to the grocery store and I picked up the items that we needed, few that we didn't need, and made my way to the checkout line. And there I waited my turn, and as the cashier began to complete the transaction, she looked up at me and smiled and said, "Paper or plastic?" That's what she said. She said, "Paper or plastic?" And it was in that moment that it hit me. Life is full of choices. Paper or plastic? Baked potato or fries? Fries. Anything good is better if you fry it. That's Southern culture right there, guys. In my kitchen, there's a sign that says, "It's my house, I'll fry if I want to." Boxers or briefs? Oh, here's one that I get you. Coke or Pepsi? Oh, man. Choices. Shower or bath? Choices. Every day. Choices. And then, of course, the great choice or question of all time for modern man is this: does the toilet paper feed from the top of the roll or from the bottom? How many bottom feeders do we have? Oh, very few of you. Top? Oh, overwhelming. I told you. For 40 years I've struggled with the bottom feed. Knowing it was wrong. Choices. You know, we as Christians, or we as humans, have important choices to make. One of the most powerful things that God gives us is the power to choose. It's called free will. He gives us the power to choose. We can choose love or we can choose hate. We can choose victory or we can choose, if we like, defeat. We can choose happiness or misery. We can choose. We can choose forgiveness or unforgiveness. It's a choice. We can choose greed or we can choose generosity. We can choose blessings or we can choose curses. And listen to this. We can choose heaven or we can choose hell. I'd like to invite you to come with me. We're going to go back in time, join with the Israelites, the people of God, to the city of Shechem. Stories found mostly in Deuteronomy and Joshua. But the people of God have been delivered from bondage, the bondage in Egypt. Miraculously, by the hand of God, they're delivered and they've wandered in the wilderness for 40 some years, where every day God has not only led them but provided for them, taught them, nurtured them, loved them. Now they come to the land of promise, the land of Canaan, that God had said would be theirs. They've done all of this, the exodus from bondage, the time in the wilderness, as God has declared covenant with them. The covenant was quite simple. The covenant simply said, I will be your God and you will be my people. The covenant extends to us today. That covenant, reinforced by the blood of Jesus, sealed by the Holy Spirit. He is our God and we are His people. Now as they come to Shechem, just inside the land of promise, something amazing happens. We join them there. In the area of Shechem, there are two mountains very close together. Shechem is the valley, the city in the valley between the two mountains, Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. Now, I want to tell you the names because Ebal, translated, means barren, bald. So it's Mount Ebal is a rocky, barren, desolate topography, harsh, barren, where Mount Gerizim happens to be lush with flowing streams and olive trees and very fruitful. But the two mountains form this valley of Shechem. So here in this setting, this geographical setting, God chooses to renew the covenant with His people. It's a covenant renewal ceremony. It says Moses had instructed, but now under the leadership of Joshua, this is what happens. The 12 tribes of Israel are divided 6 and 6. Now, 6 are assigned to Mount Gerizim. 6 are assigned to Mount Ebal. It's interesting and probably worth further study, but those that were assigned to Ebal were actually the sons of Jacob, that were conceived and birthed by slave women of his wife, or two wives. Those on Gerizim were by his wife. So, born into slavery, born legitimately. We can talk about that a little bit further. But the point to be made is that those that are today, and we're going to get back to today in just a moment, that we're born into slavery, into darkness, into sin. We're born under a curse. And that curse is death. Now, so half the tribes on Mount Ebal, half the tribes on Mount Gerizim, the people all down in the valley and listening. And just let me read you, it's a pretty long text, but I just want you to hear what it says in Deuteronomy about this scene. It says, if you carefully observe all these commands I'm giving you to follow, it's Joshua, to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to Him, and to hold fast to Him, then the Lord will drive out all these nations before you, and you will dispossess nations larger and stronger than you. Every place where you set your foot will be yours. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the Euphrates River to the Mediterranean Sea. No one will be able to stand against you. The Lord your God, as He promised you, will put terror and fear of you on the whole land wherever you go. So this nation is gathered. They're moving into the land that God has promised. It's not their land. They're going to have to conquer it. And God's saying, I'm going to go with you. It's the renewal of the covenant. Oftentimes, this is referred to as the land covenant between the people and God. And now here he goes. It continues on with verse 26, Deuteronomy 11. Gets really good here. It says, see, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. A choice. A choice they have to make. The blessing, if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today. The curse, if you disobey the commands of the Lord your God and turn away from that which I have commanded you, and if you follow other gods which you have not known. When the Lord brought you into the land you are entering to possess, he goes on to say, you are to proclaim on Mount Gerizim the blessings and on Mount Ebal the curses. As you know, these mountains are across the Jordan, westward toward the setting sun, near the great tree of Moriah, in the territory of those Canaanites living in the Arabah, in the region of Gilgal. So there's the biblical account, the text that tells us what's going on. Half the tribes on Gerizim, half the tribes on Ebal, and they are instructed then, the tribes on Ebal are to shout out curses from the mountain. The tribes on Gerizim are to shout out blessings. So here we have the people hearing blessings from Gerizim, curses from Ebal. Most of the curses and the blessings had to do with things that were culturally relevant, but still relevant to us today. From Ebal, the Levites shouted a list of 12 curses for disobedience that included idolatry, dishonoring father and mother. See, it goes back to the original covenant, to the law. Dishonesty, stealing, lying, sexual immorality, and murder. Those were that disobedience would bring forth curses. The severity of the curses included pestilence. See, that's an agricultural reference. They were an agricultural farming people, or were to be. So there would be pestilence, famine, disease, barrenness, sword, and it would end in destruction and exile. So those were the curses that came as a result of disobedience. And they were given the opportunity, if they wanted, to choose those curses. Now, on the other hand, you just flip it over, take the opposite, and the blessings of obedience were shouted from Gerizim. Curses, blessing, curses, blessing. And the blessings came as a result of obedience. And of course, the blessings, you just look at what the curses were, flip them around, and the blessings were fruitfulness, abundance, prosperity, victory. They would be conquerors and not the conquered. They would walk in wholeness and goodness, fruitfulness, not in barrenness, pestilence, shame. They would continue to be God's people, and He would continue to be their God. Now, curses or blessings? They had to choose. They had to choose that day whom they would serve. Deuteronomy 30, 15, verse 15 through 20. Listen to these words with your heart. Listen to them this morning personally. What I'm intend to share from this moment forward is not for your neighbor. It's not for someone you know. This is for you. You see, it's all coming down to a personal decision. A decision that no one can make for you. We have personal responsibility to choose this day blessings or curses, heaven or hell. And yes, as unpopular as it may be in modern church today, the scripture is quite literally amply filled with references to a literal hell, a place of torment and torture and destruction, loneliness and pain. Just as heaven is as equally real as basking in the joy and love and presence of Almighty God for eternity. For eternity. Beginning Deuteronomy 30, verse 15. Personally, hear these words, not for anybody else. Husbands, these are not for your wife, it's for you. Wives, forget about him for just a moment. I know he doesn't like it, but forget about him for just a moment. Speaking to you. Kids, if you're old enough to understand and to hear the word of the Lord, it's not about your mom and dad. It's about you. In just a moment, we're going to give you an opportunity to decide, to choose heaven or hell, life or death. That choice comes when we make our, or that choice is realized when we make our decision for Christ Jesus. And we accept that beautiful work that was done on our behalf on the cross of Calvary. And we welcome him as our Lord and as our Savior. And we accept that precious work, that gift of forgiveness, that apart from that forgiveness, we cannot know God. We cannot enter into the eternal heaven any other way than through Jesus Christ. See, that's missing in many churches today. We've entered into the age of tickling ears. But I tell you, it's a choice to be made, and there are only two choices. I accept Christ or I reject Christ. You say, well, I just don't accept right now. Well, okay, well, right now, at this moment, you reject. It's a choice. It's a choice. Heaven or hell, life or death, victory or defeat. Finally, I'm going to get to it. I promise you I'm going to read it this time. Verse 15. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. You see the choice? For I command you today to love the Lord your God and walk in obedience to him and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. We have a land today. It's not geographical Canaan, but there is a land today that is offered, a land of fruitfulness, a land of goodness that's offered to those today that accept the work of Jesus Christ It's a beautiful land. It's fruitful. It's abundant. But if your hearts turn away and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You see, that's the nature of our preaching. To ultimately keep people from destruction. Jesus is not just an additive to life. He is life. And apart from Him, there is no life. This day I call the heavens, verse 19, this day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God. Listen to His voice and hold fast to Him, for the Lord is your life, and He will give you many years in the land He swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now let's leave Shechem. Don't you love time travel? Is that what time travel sounds like? And now here we are, 1985, Old Mountain Road. Gathered together with a couple of hundred people that call themselves the Fountain. The 200 or so people are made up of individuals. We are a body, yes, made up, but of individuals. And here in this place, at this time, this morning, we are confronted with a choice. We are not going to be able to escape it. We can't run from it. We can't pull the cover over our head and hide. Choose this day who or whom, whichever it is, who you will serve, whom you will serve. Blessings or curses. From this side of the room, we hear the curses. Lostness, destruction, pain, loneliness, misery that eventually end in hell. From the other side of the room, we hear the blessings of obedience, joy, peace, goodness, comfort, provision, and eventually, heaven. Choose this day. This day. Choose this moment whom you will serve. Joshua went on to say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I want to take the plurality out of it for just a moment. You can bring it back, but right now say, as for me, I will serve the Lord, and I welcome His Lordship in my life. I accept what He has done for me on the cross of Calvary, and I ask that He would forgive my sins, and I place my faith in Him as the Son of God. And I thank you for the salvation that that brings. So we just close your eyes and bow your heads with me for a private moment. Today you've got to choose. one way or the other. Most important choice that you'll ever make. It's a choice that you'll choose between life and death, forgiveness and unforgiveness, good and evil, heaven and hell. I'd like to offer an invitation. You're here this morning and you've not placed your faith in Jesus Christ and you've not chosen Him and you're sure of it and you're positive of it and you are making that choice today, then I invite you to just simply lift up your hand where you are and say, I'm making my choice. I'm coming out of darkness. I'm going to make my choice for Jesus. We'll even offer you an opportunity today to be baptized. Now, the Scripture tells us to believe and be baptized. We've got t-shirts and shorts. Anyone that chooses that would be happy to open that sacrament to you this day. Why do we linger? Why do we teeter between maybe and maybe not? Why do we choose to hold so tightly to the things that do not save? The things that cannot bring joy, fulfillment. Choose this day. I'm going to take just one moment longer. Just simply say, I choose. I want to choose. I want to make my choice. Just simply lift your hand right where you are. You know in your heart of hearts that this is the day of your salvation. And so I welcome you. Just open this opportunity. Just praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm sure that you'll probably hear a much more persuasive and a much clearer explanation of the gospel than you've heard this morning. But you have heard. You have heard that there's a choice to be made. And I rejoice that I know that many of you have already made your choice. Praise God for that. How wonderful that is. Walk in that. Live that out. But be sure. Just because you've been in church for a number of years, you know, there may be those that says, why do you say, Lord, Lord, I never knew you? So be sure. Be sure. That's the role of a preacher, a pastor, an evangelist, is to confront you with that choice and then let you choose. Father, I thank you for the opportunity that you have given unto me this day to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to put that choice before us. I thank you, Lord, that you give us a choice at all. You give us the ability to choose. We praise you and give you glory for that. In Jesus' name. Well, over the last couple of weeks, Pastor Mike has done a beautiful job in talking about the importance of putting God first in every area of life, including our giving. And last week, you were presented a challenge, a 90-day tithe challenge. And, man, you know, 25 people last week accepted the challenge. This week, we extend the invitation again. The cards are in the seat back in front of you. You know, nothing happens in the kingdom of God until someone gives. And nothing big happens in the kingdom of God until we all give. There's some things coming up in the next 3 months, just the next 3 months alone, that are wonderful opportunities to be the body of Christ, to serve and to give generously, to love our community. And all of those things are made possible through your giving. So thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your response to the challenge. And want to extend it today. The cards are there. If you could come as you come to receive communion this morning, if you could bring forth your offering and bring forth your challenge if you choose to participate, I know that you'll be blessed. Giving is about a choice as well. Which do we choose? To sow into the kingdom or to hold greedily to everything we have? To trust God or to hold on? I know that you'll give, and I know that you'll give generously and faithfully. So the body and blood of Jesus is here. The one who died for us, that we might have a choice between heaven and hell. That we can choose. We don't have to choose death. We don't have to accept death. We can choose life and life abundant. Come, you're welcome. Come and receive. Now may you be sanctified holy, body, soul, and spirit, that at the coming of the Lord Jesus, you will be found to have made the right choice. God bless you. Go in peace.